Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Sandra, and I'm talking again with Andrea. She's going to tell us about mothballs and how they work.
Yes, mothballs, of course, are intended to be used to kill moths. They come in that solid ball, and then they sublimate, turning slowly from a solid into a gas. Inside an airtight container, the gas builds up so high that it kills the closed moths and their eggs.
I've heard rumors that mothballs are great for repelling pests like mice and rats. Is this true?
That kind of advice is popular, but they are not meant to be used that way. If they're used outside of an airtight container, people could be breathing in those vapors.
Is that a health hazard?
Well, it affects your indoor air quality. They come in two kinds, so depending on what kind you have, they could cause health effects from breathing that in. Health effects could range from irritation from the odor, or more serious health effects with long-term or extreme exposures. If you're using mothballs, be sure to read and follow the label instructions carefully.
Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency, and produced by OSU's Environmental Health Sciences Center, funded by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences.